pumpkins? We call them pumpkins.
Yeah, I grew up calling them pumpkins. I don't like them much anymore. I like canned pumpkin, but I don't like the raw. So much work to fix.
Oh, well, I don't, I like pumpkin pies.
Yeah, I do too.
We've canned pumpkin when we had a large family. We've canned lots of pumpkin.
But I like to have my wife go down to the market and buy a can of it for
a
pie.
For pie, yes. Well, that we canned is just as good as that.
But it's so much work, isn't it?
To can it, no, it wasn't so bad. Bake it in half, cut it in half, put it in the oven, then scrape it out and pressure it, you know, like we did any other vegetable. Corn.
Boy, that pressure cooker was a dandy thing.
We even dried corn in the early days. That dried corn was real good.
Huh. How did you do this?
She scalded that corn and cut it off the cob and put it on cloths on the roof and let it dry. Stir it every once in a while. They'd fix mosquito netting over so the flies wouldn't get on it. And we'd dry it in the hot sun. And then at the last, we'd kind of dry it a little bit in the other one. And it was really good. Dried corn was a little bit better. So then we put corn in brine too. But that is just pretty good. You'd have to soak it a little while and get some of the salt out of it. But it's real good when you season it with milk.
Oh my goodness. Just serve it and just pickle it in brine.
Yes.
Wasn't just dried corn hard to chew?
Well, we cook it and soak it overnight like we would bean, dried beans or anything else, and then cook it. Oh, it was just like fresh corn. Yeah, that was real good.
Did you ever eat it just dried without?
We'd eat parched corn. We parched it in the oven, you see, like we do peanuts.
I've had.
You know, in those days, people had plenty of food, and it was good. It was real good.
In the good years, they had plenty of food. Did you ever take beef and dry this?
Sure, dried beef.
How did you do
that? Well, you'd cook it a little bit. If you don't cook it, there's danger, I think, of eating any meat unless it's been heated to a certain and put it in. They call it jerk beef, put in little strips and dry. And it was real good. And you just slice it real thin when you eat it. It was real good.
And did you dry this in chunks or dry it in strips?
In strips.
Uh-huh.
And we salt it a little bit.
Did you use any special piece of the beef for this?
Well, it was like it was round steak. It was jerk beef, we call it. It was real good.
I'll bet. This you could keep.
Yes, you keep that. And we would always put something, muslin or something around so the flies wouldn't get to it while it was drying.
Those miserable flies.
Yes, in those days the flies were so bad, much worse than they are now. But we got to where we made fly traps and catch them in fly traps. You ever see a fly trap? It's kind of like a little keg or something, and put bait under it, and they'd go up through a funnel and get up in there, and then you scald that, and you'd just have, they'd be so thick, and they'd have screen around that keg, kind of like a keg, a framework. And then you scald that at night, and then put it out the next day, a little sugar water under it, have it sitting close to the door, and you could really get a lot of flies. In those early days, we did that a lot.
Did this keep them out of the house?
Yeah, keep them going. If all your cats wouldn't come in.
Yeah, that's right. I just wondered if you could catch enough.
Well, they kept them out to a certain extent. We always had screens up in our house. Some people didn't, though. I knew we never at any time we didn't have some kind of screen up. It was just common, cheap screen, painted green, you know, just cheap wire.
Yeah.